What about one that's in your yard that you hook up your hose to?
Same thing, faucet.
Faucet. You were telling me about flour barrels this morning. Did you have those flour barrels? Did they have these things that went around them to hold the staves in place?
Now, you're talking about how, when I said flour barrel, I mean, you know, they're not like big old lard barrels or big old things like that.
Yes, sir.
They are smaller barrels.
Oh.
You go around these candy stores and see them little white, pretty little white barrels full of candy. You notice along, you'll see one every now and then in a store. They got one over here. They're cute little barrels. Well, that's about, the flour barrel was just a little larger than that. And it had those wooden hoops around. Used to keep one, keep our flour in all the time. And you used to buy flour in 24-pound sacks, but you don't do that no more.
No,
they cut out the 24-pound sacks. It'll either be 12 pounds or 2 12s or whatever. I don't know why they cut the 24-pound out.
Talking about sacks, what about these old sacks that are made out of that rough, heavy, coarse material, you know? Might put pecans in them or fertilizer or something like that.
Well, that's likened to a croaker sack.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, croaker sack, corn sack. A lot of people call them corn sacks. Croaker sacks,
yes,
is a proper name.
Right.
Croaker sack.
Say if you wanted to pour some liquid into a bottle that had a kind of a small mouth to it, what could you use to keep from spilling it all over the place?
Well, I have some funnels that I can use to put in small places. I can put an oil in my motor. I can have a funnel to put the oil in through.
Yes, sir.
Messing up things.
That's it. What about if you were, did people around here used to have buggies that they rode on?
Yes, sir. And they had another buggy called a double-seated Sari.
All right.
Double-seated Sari, yeah.
You ever ride on one of those?
No, I never have rode in a double-seated Sari. I rode in the buggies and wagons. Never have rode in a double-seated Sari. That was for the up. The big man used to have them.
When he had the money, huh?
Yeah, they, at them times, that's his nice way to travel. And you could rent a horse and buggy and take a long trip and come back.
Did you ever notice when they were driving those Suris, if they had something, they'd crack around the horse's ears to make him go faster?
No, I noticed them buggy whips they have.
Right.
And they had a little stand there in front, little thing to hold them. And if they wanted to go faster, they'd just take a fast whip and tap them along. And I reckon harder to hit him, faster he go. Yeah, I call them buggy whips. Right. Remember them?
Well, say if a man had some corn that he wanted to take to the mill, about how much would he take at one time? You know, just as much as he could put in a wagon. How much would he call that?
Well, my wife come from a big family. And he always carried a whole big white sack full of corn, or either some in two sacks for his family, and it'd run them a week, or maybe 2 weeks. He'd carry enough for a week or 2 weeks. That's the way he carried his. And boys would go up to the barn and shuck and shell until they got that much corn.
Did you ever hear people call it a turn of corn?
Ton?
Turn.
Turn of corn?
Never had. You got another train here.